What's up, everyone? Welcome to You Know What to Do in a Piece with Netta. And in today's episode, I'm going to do a little something different. I'm going to read y'all this poem I came up with called Master Onion, a.k.a. Alchemist. I am making a conscious effort to be bold. Be courageous on my inner healing journey. I am on the path to becoming a master onion, a.k.a. alchemist. My journey has been painful, liberating, hard, fun, and rewarding. I have become an onion as I peel back the layers and rediscover myself. I'm on my quest and speaking my truth and owning it. First layer. I look in the mirror as I stare into my soul. I'm on the quest to live my truth and be authentic, but wait. Here comes that shadow that used to hide under my bed as a child and scare me to sleep. The one that instilled anger in my heart, the same shadow that replayed the pain, betrayal, negative thoughts, unworthiness, lack of self-love, self-sabotage, self-hate, worry, guilt, and resentment that manifested in my life at one time or another. But no more. Second layer. This time, I am awake. I am aware. I am committed. I am growing. I am honoring myself and acknowledging my emotions and validating myself. I became accountable for myself 100%. I now step up and stand up for myself. I got work to do. Third layer. Well, damn, this layer has Niagara Falls streaming out of my soul portal. It's all healing and releasing. I face my pains that were triggered. You know, all the trauma and dysfunction we claim as normal and suppress or repress. The hushed secrets of generational cycles of sexual trauma, neglect, abandonment, abuse, toxic relationships, soul death, and codependency. Damn, this layer is thick, but I break this cycle. I choose to stay awake. There is no turning back. I hear and feel my ancestors and spirit cheering me on. They are my dream team within. They told me you get stuck, you rot, or you heal and grow. Choose wisely. Fourth layer. This is when you make the choice. Walk in love or fear. It's only room for one. Which do I choose? Which will you choose? Well, fear will replay the pains of the past, as love will set you free from it. I choose love. I need it to heal and share with others. Love is the way. Loving me 100%, including my shadow. I go within as everything I've ever needed is already within me. Like an onion, the nutrients, juices, and flavor are within. But you must pull back the layers. I advise everyone to go on your quest to your authentic self. That's where you connect with the divine within. It's all about love. Don't let anyone tell you different. Continue your quest and become the master onion. Become the best version of you. Follow your inner guide and heart. Fifth layer, notice. Here's a notice. This quest is continuous. There is just higher levels. People will come and go, but most of all, you will have the ones that appreciate you when you do the inner work of healing and exploring. New you, new crew, new life. We attract what we are, so be what you want to attract. Be good to you and others will follow suit or fall off. Love you and all will follow or fall. Remember, rejection is protection. You're one step closer to what's for you. Sixth layer, new lesson. Self-care, self-love, compassion, humility, creativity, inner strength, self-respect, unbreakable faith, honesty, balance, inner peace, harmony, forgiveness, commitment, resilience, perseverance, selflessness, and detachment are just some of the keys of the journey. Use them. Embrace you 100% always. Embrace giving and receiving. Reciprocity, not transactional. Uplift others, never break them down. Be the master onion. Lead with your new life and new narrative. Change your story by living inside out, never outside in. Reprogram your mental and surrender all thoughts you knew. March to the beat of your own drum. Transmute those wounds into wisdom. Be the master onion, aka alchemist. Hey, what's up, everyone? So that was a poem that I wrote. That was actually some months ago. But I feel like it's... that was definitely channeled from my higher self. Like, that was definitely some inspirational writing. Well, I really can't say it was fully channeled, but I reread that a lot. And I'm rereading it over now, and it's just like, yeah, that was from within. Even though I understand it, you know? But I'm going to just give y'all that for today because I recorded two other episodes and I didn't like it. And it wasn't from the heart, so I'm not going to put it out. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. And yeah, so I'm going to leave y'all with that. And also, I may not be on here next week. I'm going to give myself a break, give myself some time off. I've been back to back, you know, it's about 35, 36 episodes on here. And I'm going to give myself a little break and see what other routes I can take as well. But I'll definitely be back. But just listen to all the episodes. And also follow me on Instagram at Inner Peace with Netta. Follow me on the YouTube channel at Inner Peace with Netta. And hit me up on my Gmail at speaktome@gmail.com. That's SP number 3 AK number 2 M number 33@gmail.com. And yeah, just follow me. I'm also on Twitter and you know what to do. And yeah, that's one of my writing pieces that I wrote, and I'm gonna start doing maybe some more spoken word, get more creative on here. But all that is in quarantine, this is the time to go in and really take care of yourself, do some self-care and self-assessment, shadow work. Spending time with your family and do what's most important to you. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.